Why pay hundreds of dollars for info on the real estate market when Real Estate University gives it to you free? The Real Estate U team has real-world experience with realtors, mortgage brokers, and bankers, and working with title companies. They'll be taking your calls about custom construction to build your home, investing in multiple homes, multifamily properties, and commercial real estate. Real Estate U starts now.
Hello and happy Sunday morning. This is Professor C of Real Estate U on AM 1070 The Answer. Remember, we are live. Aren't we live?
I think so, yeah. I hope.
Are we alive? Yeah, we got to work on that. Remember, you can call us live, 713-339-1070, or toll free, 866-357-1070. That number is for everybody from Baytown going east. The free number. Okay?
Yeah.
This is 1070 AM, The Answer. Our weekly goal here at Real Estate U, educate, inspire, and motivate home ownership and investment. Class is now in session. Okay? I'm joined in the studio, as usual, by the Dean of Finance, Brian Strigold.
Good to be here.
Who are you with?
I'm with NRL Mortgage.
And how long have you been with them?
I've been with them for over about 3 years.
And how long have you been on parole?
Let's not talk about that. He might be listening.
Okay. Our new home counselor is Chase Coleman, leader of the Chase team at REMAX 360.
Good morning.
Is it?
Yes, it is a good morning. It's a great morning.
Wow.
I'll start saying great morning.
Yeah, great morning.
Great morning.
Yeah, good, don't know. Yeah,
it is a beautiful morning outside. I will say that.
And our lovely real estate investment advisor, Elaine Lee Simpson of Houston Key Home Realty.
Good morning.
Now, how are you doing this morning?
Wonderful.
She's doing wonderful. She looks wonderful as always. And I'm Professor C of Drake's Title and the Real Estate Concierge, which we'll figure that out at some point in time. And our wonderful producer, Joe. He can't say anything. He's shy.
Okay. He doesn't have a microphone.
There you go. Okay, we were supposed to have a special guest this morning, but she either migrained out or chickened out. I'm going to go with the chickened out. There we go.
That's all right.
Wow. So today's session is about basically, you know, getting to know us and the kind of things we do and how we can help elevate home buyers, investors, and those who need financing, such as refinancing, purchases, construction, things like that. This is what we do here at Real Estate U. So I'm going to start off the questions. Is that okay?
I guess so.
Thank you so much.
Just this one time.
That's mighty short of you. Okay.
Okay. Ooh.
We're going to start off with Chase.
If you were 7 foot tall, yeah, we would have issues right now.
There we go. Chase.
Yes.
Our home advisor, right? That's
yes.
You?
Yes.
Our new home counselor, I'm sorry. Okay. You're a buyer's agent, and you have relationships with many builders. And this person says, I've always thought in terms of builders can all build the same thing. What guides you in helping choose a builder for your clients?
Well, for us, it always starts with the initial consultation. So at that point, we uncover the needs of the clients.
Okay.
And then, you know, we have good relationships with many builders that offer different, you know, offer different things. So, you know, once we go through the consultation, we match up the needs to, you know, the specific builders. And, you know, of course, we'll go tour and see what they feel comfortable with and then, you know, kind of take it from there. So,
yeah. See, it was kind of funny because over the last weekend, I met with a builder and they build a house that had been in inventory for now for 7 months and they can't understand why it hasn't sold yet.
Yeah, wow.
6 bedrooms, 2.5 baths.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah. I think I know which builder you're talking about.
This is not a functional house. This is definitely not a functional house.
And he actually looked at me with a straight face. I can't believe this house hasn't sold yet. So we don't have to worry about chasing the lady taking you to look at a 6 bedroom, yes, 2.5 bath. Okay. So remember, this is Real Estate U and we are live. And you can reach us at 713-339-1070 or toll free for those people who are just plain old cheap, 866-357-1070. And remember, you can listen to us worldwide, am1070theanswer.com. That means they can hear us in Baytown. Worldwide.
What about Beirut?
That too.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, funny. I did get an email question, believe it or not, from Canada.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Well, what's the question? Wow.
The question was investing in Texas real estate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And basically, they wonder if they can invest in Texas real estate from Canada. Of course you can.
Yeah.
Okay, because you've got the foreign national loans and stuff like that. And so I emailed responded. I said, why don't you just call in from Canada? And they said they were too shy. But they emailed.
That's what they said.
I said, I'm too shy. Okay. Well, I got a question for Elaney. Okay. Elaney, you talked quite a bit about representing investors and working with investors, and investors giving you gray hair, though we can't see any of it.
Okay. Oh. I didn't think I had any fun. Okay.
Ooh, yeah, you're going to get tased.
I already know.
Don't tase me, bro.
Okay, Okay, so y'all talk about purchasing profitable investments. Mm-hmm. If a person is a new investor, do you help train those investors in regard to getting them on the right road to investing?
Yes, I will help them get started.
Uh-huh.
And basically, we start off with, you know, how much money they have,
okay,
what they want to do, what their goals are, and this way we can figure out which way to go.
Okay. So most of the time when it comes to investing, is it based upon, always based upon how much money you have?
Well, that's a large portion of it. It also depends on how much they can qualify for, and what type of risk they're willing to take.
Okay.
We can do rentals, we can do owner finance, or we can do flips.
That's my favorite one.
There are so many options, so it really depends.
So they kind of do go through a process with you to make sure that they're not wasting your time, you're not wasting their time.
Right. So I'll give them scenarios as far as, okay, if you were to rent or if you were to purchase a property you wanted to rent out, this is how much you can make on a $100,000 house, this is how much you can make on a $200,000 okay house. Or let's say you want to just go ahead and purchase a property and then be the lender, you can just turn around, sell it, and be the owner finance
for the buyer. Or a buyer that's coming in who can't qualify credit-wise.
Exactly. Okay. So they would check up the interest rate, of course, 7, 8, 9%. I mean, I've seen it as high as 10, 12, but it would depend on the property and the investor.
I would pay 10 or 12% to get away from apartment, other people's noise, and you get to write all that off. I used to tell people all the time.
It's true. Yeah.
What do you care what the interest rate is when you get to write it off?
Yeah.
You know, because you don't write your payment in interest, you write it in money.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
Thanks, Miss Elaney.
Sure.
But I have a question on you and Brian working together on investors. When you have an investor and you go to Brian, what is the normal down payment requirement for an investor?
Typically, on a conventional loan, you're looking at about 20%, you know, so.
No more 100% investor loan?
No.
Those days, are they coming back?
I don't think so. I hope not.
Why not?
Because
this
I don't want this.
This is keeping me out.
I don't want another bubble.
Okay.
As far as the interest rates go, do you think the 20% would be better or 25%?
Interest rate wise, yeah, definitely. The more you put down, the better, especially on an investment loan. There's a 90-day difference between a 20% and a 25% down loan.
Does it make a difference if you put down 25 or 50, or is it pretty much?
Kind of when you get past that 75% loan to value, there isn't too much variance. When you get below that 70 or 30% equity, it gives you a little bit, you know, of a kicker towards the interest rate, but there isn't really much of a difference interest rate-wise versus 25 and 35%.
What are the current rates right now, Brian, on a conventional?
On an investment or regular?
Yeah, both.
Investment, you're looking at probably low 5%, and on a conforming, you know, homestead property, you're looking at in the mid-4s.
Okay. Yeah.
But no 100% finance.
No 100% financing.
That's just wrong. Okay. Well, we're going to have to take a break and pay some bills, and so we stay tuned. We will be back, and we're going to try to convince Brian to give us 100% loan.
Good luck with that one.
Okay. We're going to take a break now. We'll be back. Thank you.
As one of the largest privately held residential mortgage lenders in the Southwest, My Low Cost Mortgage can help you find the perfect mortgage. Visit MyLowCostMortgage.com for new home mortgage financing needs, or if you own your own home and want to lower payments or access your equity. My Low Cost Mortgage is a proud direct bank that offers many fantastic products, such as FHA, VA, USDA, and conventional and jumbo products. They're a proud sponsor of the Real Estate U Show, and they look forward to helping you satisfy your mortgage financing needs. Visit MyLowCostMortgage.com and see why their clients come first.
Hi, this is Sam Malone for Ability Tree Experts, Lewis Flory's company, and I'm a customer, okay? I don't do tree pruning. I'm not that, you know, that amazing arborist that Lewis Flory is and his crew is, so I hire them. I call 281-441-4179 because the bottom line is when trees are healthy, when trees are beautiful, they increase the property value, okay? When trees are sick, falling down, ugly, diseased, icky, it decreases the value of the property. So it only makes sense to call Ability Tree Experts. They have the knowledge, the training, the expertise in the Houston area to take care of our trees. Now's the time to have your trees deep root fed. Have them take care. Have them come out, do the pruning. 281-441-4179. Right now, get a free feeding with every tree pruned with Ability Tree Experts. Online, abilitytrees.com or 281-441-4179. Houston's leading tree care professional, Ability Tree Experts.
Bill Bennett tries to understand the younger generation's use of technology.
When you leave a voicemail message, it's like going into the ether. When you text, you get a response. Why is that?
Most of the times if I get a voicemail, I'll just text the person back.
It's not it. It's not it. It's generation envy. It's generation envy. The phone is our thing, and you guys don't like the phone.
Bill Bennett's Morning in America. Weekday mornings at 5, right before Sam Malone at 7 on AM 1070. The Answer.
Okay, we're back. We got great.
We do. We really do.
Awesome music.
Yep.
I mixed this myself.
Makes it jam.
Exactly. We're going to start selling the real estate U tapes at Starbucks.
Oh, there you go.
So I told you it was going to there you go. The little cha-ching. Never
outside
heard
as you come out.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Now, I told you I was going to come back with Brian. Okay. So, Brian, this is kind of a question that you love. Buyer has a few credit problems. From a failed marriage and a business, can you help them build just a new home and how?
Yes, maybe no. I hope that answered it.
That's an answer.
Well, you know, it all really depends on how bad of credit. You know, was it late on a mortgage? Was it a default, foreclosure? You know, there's so many variables to that. But, I mean, our loans go all the way down to 560. I think we're the only direct bank here that's right. actually doing that.
Exactly.
You know, so, you know, we really, really try to make it work. And if we can't make it work, we can literally, you know, set them up on a plan to get them the financing that they need in a short period of time. So if we can't get it done, we're going to get it done eventually.
Okay, and even with the credit issues, can you still increase the down payment to get qualified?
Like I said, it depends. Oh, okay. But typically, you know, if we can't get them qualified just on a basis of the 3.5% down right. or our 5% programs or whatever, they're probably not going to get financing right then and there. I mean, like I said, if we get on a 560, if you're not qualifying with a 560, there's some serious problems going on.
Yeah, so,
you know, we work with a lot of credit repair companies that actually go out of their way and team up with us. And we, okay. you know, we have such a good reputation with them and they have a good reputation with us. We work well together that, you know, we put them on a great plan for success. And, you know, it could take as little as 45 days, you know, to turn around somebody's credit.
So the program is a program of success with NRL Mortgage?
It is. It definitely is.
Can I get that in writing? I'll just
call you. There you go. Hey, yo, this brings up another good point, too. It said here that because of a failed business,
yeah.
You know, if you're a business owner, I would highly recommend setting it up as its own entity. Right. So that way, if something happens and it does fail, economy, whatever, then the business takes the credit hit, not your own personal credit.
Exactly.
So that's for business owners out there, you know, definitely recommend looking into that. It will save you. Trust me.
Or you can mm-hmm. be like me and find a woman you like and give her a house every 3 years.
So let's say that there is a borrower out there with 560 credit score. Mm-hmm. How much down would you require?
Our 560 to 579 product is 10% down with 4 months reserves. Our 580 and above is actually 3.5% down, which is normal FHA, with only 2 months reserves. So, you know, we really try to go out of our way to help the client out.
Okay, now.
So the 560 program, is that a conventional or FHA?
It's an FHA. It's a government-based product. So, cool. Yeah.
Okay, but did you ask yourself, if you want them to have 4 months reserve, right?
Uh-huh.
Why are they behind on their credit? If they got 4 months reserves? Yeah, I mean, that would be the question I would ask.
You know, but, you know, you'd be surprised how many people have bad credit that had been paying on time for the last, you know, few years that just got stuck in a bad divorce, you know, 5-6 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And just old things on their credit, and they've been paying on time since.
Oh, okay.
You know, and that's okay. our type of client. We're not looking for that person that hasn't made any payments on time, hasn't paid rent payments on time, and just wants us to loan them $200,000. That's not our deal.
My cousin Jerry.
You know, we're looking for that responsible person that got hit, you know, a few years ago, you know, by bad circumstance, bad, you know, to some bad luck or whatnot, and has been rebuilding and been paying on time. That's the type of client we're looking for. Okay. And to help out and, you know, give them that second chance.
Hey, Brian, quick question. Can that reserve be a gift from a family member?
Yes, it can. Okay. It actually can. Yeah, and actually that 10% or that 3.5% down can also be a gift.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. See, that's Brian Strigel of NRL Mortgage at mylowcostmortgage.com.
You all right?
God bless you.
That's having a seizure there.
It came out, though. It made its
You're
way
too,
out.
Way too heavy for me to pick up off there the ground, so please stay with us.
So that is the Dean of Finance.
I'll stay in your chair.
I know, right? So we'll wheel him out. Out,
I got a question for Elaney. Elaney, the question is, you exhibit a great deal of knowledge and dedication. Do you stay committed to your clients and help them to develop a plan to secure additional investment properties, and how?
Okay, so definitely I will do that. I will help you with the plan. First, we got to see what you have already going for you, what properties you have, how much money you're currently making on them. Most likely you're an investor with maybe several rental properties.
Okay.
And I mean, it's really easy to figure it out to see when you would be ready for the next investment property. I have one client that is buying houses either once or twice a year cash, putting them back into rentals, and then just collects their money and is ready to go for another one.
And you stay committed to the whole process. You don't leave your clients.
That's why I'm here in my business.
Wow.
The one thing I got to say about both these guys next to me is they really, really, you know, go beyond the limit, you know, for our clients. I mean, they really figure out a plan and execute that plan for the goals of the client. So,
right, and
I'm well tested that.
And the main thing is also to, you know, be available and stay available.
Yeah.
I mean, I have clients texting me, calling me, email me, you know, any time of the day, and I'll get back to them.
Yeah.
Let me know how much I owe you for that, Brian. Send me an invoice.
Oh, you're going to pay for that.
but you know, she said one thing is very, very important. Everybody sitting in the studio, we call back. We call back. You have a great many people out there, title companies, lenders, realtors, they don't call back.
No.
They don't call back. So the key on the communication process is the calling back. So Elaney, Chase, Brian, and myself, we call back.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
And even if you're not ready to purchase now, or maybe not next 6 months or 12 months, we still stay in contact.
Exactly.
So, I mean, just last week, I actually had one person contacting me that first, you know, called me up back into 2011,
right,
and another one back from 2010. So,
right.
I mean, I know exactly when I first talked to them.
Wow.
And what has happened ever since.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the
Speaking
lady.
Of that, I had a client from 2003.
Really?
Call me, yeah. Yeah. I was impressed.
They remembered you?
They remembered me.
You do not
I'm like,
look
wow.
Okay, this is Real Estate U, and we are live. You can reach us at 713-339-1070. Or listen live worldwide at am1070theanswer.com. That's am1070theanswer.com. And these are for our good friends in Beirut and Afghanistan.
I don't want hate mail, man.
You know,
I don't want hate
why?
Mail.
Why? This is not a bad thing. Okay, we have another question for Chase.
Okay.
All right. Chase, I'm looking to buy in the Cypress area.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you speaking about the Heights and Shady Acres.
Good old Shady Acres.
Good old Shady Acres. Does the Chase team have builder relationships in the Cypress area?
Yeah, of course. you'll see a lot now, the spec home builders moving into, you know, the inner loop areas, like like our friends Ryland. You see some David Weekly.
Okay.
And then vice versa. You see some of the ones that primarily built the, you know, the three-story townhomes start to move out to the suburbs as well. So, yeah, we have relationships with, you know, with all builders all around the city. So,
Is there a package like you deliver to the buyer or the buyer family and say, hey, this is the school districts, this is the hospitals, here's a 911 emergency police fire station, something? I mean, do you have a package?
Yeah, we do. We have a package for relocations, and we can use that as well to you know, provide vendors and things and, you know, city services for, you know, water, trash, okay, you know, electricity, gas. That's part of our concierge that, you know,
okay,
kind of a concierge service that we
right,
offer.
Right, but that would also depend on the specific location. So it's not like, hey, you know, I want all Cyprus. Well, what part of Cyprus? Yeah. I mean, you gotta let us know. So I'm sure.
Chase Ladies and gentlemen, that is Lady Lisa. Yes. And she does that. Does
yeah,
too, so
I mean,
take it personal.
Of course, it just depends because there's municipal utility districts or the mud districts. So you know, we provide all that information.
Hey, are there still some mud districts out there that you guys work in that you're not paying any mud taxes? Are some of those still out there where there's no mud taxes?
Yes, there are some, but they are in the older neighborhoods.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No, so no new construction.
No, new construction, you're going to pay percent or so.
Oh, okay.
Well, it depends. Like Shady Acres, the High, stuff like that, they don't have mud taxes. But, you know, the new areas that they're developing always has mud taxes, you know, typically, I should say.
Yeah, because I was, you know, my whole thing is with the mud taxes. I remember over in West Houston, there was this really nice area, and that was their shtick, no mud taxes.
Well, it was probably developed land already. That's why.
Oh, okay. You know,
so if the city of Houston or whatever city you're in has developed those roads and the waste and everything else that's already aligned,
okay,
then you're not going to have mud taxes. But if it's raw land and the city comes in and, and develops roads, they're going to implement mud taxes to get that money back.
So you learn something new every day.
Yeah.
Learn something new every day. That is Elaney, Brian, and Chase. They kind of just educated me a little bit. And remember, our job is to educate, inspire, and motivate. Home ownership and investment, okay? That's what we do, in spite of ourselves, okay? But, okay, Brian, I got a question for you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. This is one of those questions that you love, okay?
Do I?
Yeah. I'm confident.
I hope so.
Brian, I'm trying to refinance my current home and purchase a new home. I know I can afford both and start building my real estate investment portfolio. I have a job and a small business. Can you help me, Mr. Strigo?
Yes, maybe no.
He said that before.
No, but seriously, when somebody is a wage earner or W-2 employee and they're self-employed, right. It really depends on how much experience they have as being self-employed.
Oh, okay.
So if they've been doing it for 2+ years, we're good to go. We can count the tax return income and business income and so forth, as long as they haven't gotten unreimbursed expenses.
Right.
So if they write off everything, we got to count that against them. So as a helpful hint, everybody's doing their taxes for 2013. Keep that in mind, guys. That if you write off everything, we're going to take that out of your income. So look over your tax returns that your CPA does, and make sure that you're not running off too much, because you got to be able to qualify for that,
right.
That home loan.
Good
and
point.
Also, what I would recommend to do is, if you want to purchase a house this year and you haven't done your taxes yet, talk to Brian,
mm-hmm.
see what he says, how much money you need to be making,
right,
for
exactly.
for the 2013, so that you don't claim too much,
yeah.
Or too little.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's the bottom line. You're self-employed. You want to write off everything, but at the end of the day, it's going to bite you in your butt.
You'd be surprised how often that happens, though, with self-employed people. I mean, it's a very high percentage of people that
remember, write I always off say, everything. I still know just enough to be dangerous. So the days of I'm writing everything off, but here's my bank statements.
Well, that's
those are
bad.
Long gone.
That's not
bye-bye, subprime.
Y'all just want to keep me poor. That's all that comes down to. You just keep me poor.
The stated and bank statement products are long gone, So, unfortunately.
That's unfair.
A sad look on your face.
This is supposed to be a capitalist society that encourages wealth.
Oh, yeah.
You're encouraging poor.
Well, I've got to hold the paper, so I'm not trying to encourage default here.
Okay, this
so.
Is not about you. This is about me. Remember, this is Real Estate U, and we are live, and you can reach us at 713-339-1070, and you can listen worldwide at am1070theanswer.com. That includes Beirut, Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq. Where are you going to go? Any place else?
I think you've covered a lot.
Lebanon, Libya. Okay, we got
you like the Middle East here, don't you?
Absolutely. People, I'm disgruntled.
What about China, Russia? I mean, let's get some.
They're not as disgruntled. The ones I mentioned first, okay. They're disgruntled like me. Okay.
you like a challenge, don't you?
There you go. Okay, we got to have to pay some bills. And so stay tuned, and we will be back. And Joe says we're not leaving right now. We're not leaving right now? What if I want to leave right now? You ever thought about that? This is not about you, Joe. This is about me.
What about our feelings, Joe?
Oh, there we go. Okay, well, I'm going to mention some of our friends. How about that? We got Avalon at Spring Green, Josh Graber, sales counselor.
Okay. And they're about to be done with that model home.
Yeah, that model home is just about ready. Like if you go out, it's really a couple of weeks. It's really, really nice.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Okay, we have Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, Mishi Marshall. That's Brian's favorite person.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we have Forest Village.
Hopefully we'll see them soon.
Yeah, we'll see them soon. Yeah. Lake Ridge Builders with Angelique and Siobhan. Ha ha ha. I remembered her name.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. We got K Builders in Shady Acres.
All right.
I just know it's a shootout going right now.
Okay. Shady Acres is not that shady. Believe it or not.
Ryland Homes, the Reserve on 26th. I remembered that one too. And we have BMWS, Maria Moncada Alouie. That's her name. She's the general manager. She loves us. She does.
That's her whole name?
That's her whole name. Maria Moncada Alouie.
Huh?
Yeah.
Hey.
Was we're going to take a break. We're going to take a break now. Yes. Before I destroy it.
So exotic.
We're going to pay some bills. Bye.
Looking to buy or sell real estate? Don't know where to start? From the initial consultation to the closing table, the Chase Team's 10-plus years combined experience can help anyone chase and achieve their real estate goals and dreams. Their passion for customer service ensures satisfaction and a customer for life every time. Call 713-955-4500 or visit their website at thechaseteam.net for a free, no-obligation consultation. That's 713-955-4500 or visit the website at thechaseteam.net for more information. Experience the Chase Team today.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. We had been running up balances for quite some time, and it became a crisis. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, reduce your interest, and improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
We are now completely debt-free, and we will never be in the spot we were again, thanks to Trinity.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is John.
I'm Vicky.
And I'm Emma.
We're debt-free for keeps.
That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hi, this is Sam Malone, and when you're ready to make your home look beautiful again, I mean really pump up the curb appeal, you know what you need to do? Call Houston Siding Company. They bring that tradition in quality to your home and make it real easy. Travis, the owner, runs a great shop with quality, experience, and reputation. Online, you'll find them at HoustonSiding.com, where you'll see pictures of the James Hardy siding products and Color Plus technology that they can bring to your home. Or call 281-859-9000. Houston Siding Company.
All right, our bills are paid, and everybody's in the studio just bouncing around like this is a discotheque. Those are coming back.
Are they?
Yeah.
Hopefully not all the clothes that came with it.
Remember, this is Real Estate U, and this is 1070 The Answer. We're here each and every Sunday from 11 to 12 p.m., basically informing you, guiding you, and showing you the way in regard to purchasing real estate, new home construction, resale properties, investment properties, and getting them financed and closed. Because the way we're structured, builder, realtor, lender, title.
That's
package
right.
Package deal.
Package deal.
The whole shebang.
The shebangy bang.
I'm trying to picture EO with the afro.
Never had one.
Never had one?
Never had one.
I'm trying to picture you with hair. That time.
I had long curly locks, though.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Those days are way bong going.
People,
by.
Let me draw you a picture. He's 7 foot tall, 300 pounds, and bald.
You left out disgruntled.
Disgruntled.
There we go.
And I think maybe a little tipsy right now.
No, all I had was peach tea this morning.
Peach tea. Peach okay. Tea. All right.
And deer sausage.
Hey, you didn't bring some?
That's not about you. About me. Okay. All right. Remember, this is Real Estate U, and we are live. You can call us now at 713-339-1070. 713-339-1070. And I am Professor C. That is the Dean of Finance. That is the Real Estate Advisor. And we have the new home counselor. Okay? And we...
All right.
That's us.
Pats. That's us. Everybody.
Like we just won a Grammy Award.
Okay. I like to thank...
Yeah. I have a question. for, oh, this, Chase, you need to ask me this question. This is about me.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I think we do have a caller, too.
Can we have a caller? Where's the caller?
Did they hang up?
Hopefully not.
Then hold?
Yeah. All right. Well, ask the other question, I guess.
So, EO, when you have a deceased parent and multiple marriages and children, what's needed to let the sales transaction go?
DNA. I'm sorry. Okay. Well, most of the time, it's going to come down to the oldest children from the first marriage. Most of the time. But most of the time, you're going to square it up with negotiations, which never go really well when you have a multiplicity of marriages and multiple children. Like, I'm one of 15 children. Okay, we don't have issues with each other.
Woo.
Exactly. My father used to say we had barns and radio. What else were we going to do but make babies? Okay. Anyway, but no, when it comes to that, it's going to be heirship affidavits. Heirship affidavits are going to dictate, because most people don't know, if somebody dies and the will is not probated within 4 years, it's just out there for the children of the deceased and the relatives to make claims and try to negotiate a satisfactory outcome. So what I would suggest for those who have situations with people who are in hospice or things like that, go ahead and get everything set up and programmed now so that you don't have these issues. Who's going to run it? Who's going to execute the will? Who's going to be the executor? All these kind of things. So when you have a situation like that, it's always going to come down to the heirship affidavit and who is the primary executor of that. Because we just had a situation like that at the time of coming about 3 weeks ago. You had a guy was son that nobody knew was his son made claim at the last minute and threw everything into kilter.
Yeah, we've had situations like that too that's come up that I think we do have a loan right now. They've been doing it. They've been fighting over it for about 3.5-4 months now.
Exactly.
And it's just, they've been ready to go with the buyers ready to buy, and just the sellers, you know, their side is just arguing. So I'm surprised the buyer hasn't walked.
And actually, we had a closing last week, and we also needed that heirship affidavit from your title company, actually. So what happened was, we were selling a property, and the property's tax record showed the property being under a husband and a wife's name.
Right.
But the husband passed away already 13 years ago.
Whoa! Mm.
They had only one child, and that's what we had to do with the affidavit.
You had to get the
affidavit. Would you be able to explain how that works?
Well, basically, the heirship affidavit is a situation where you are making claim. Okay, and you're going to get that affidavit notarized. I am the son, I am the wife, there are no other heirs besides me.
You have to get a witness, too, also.
Yeah, you have to have a witness to it. Definitely. And this is what a lot of people realize. In the state of Texas, in regard to the heirship affidavit, you can also go one step further. You are married in the state of Texas if you announce it publicly. If you announce it publicly. So
Watch out about announcing that.
Exactly. Watch out about announcing, because if somebody acknowledges that you announce that you're married, 50-50.
Yep.
This is the state of Texas.
Yep.
Which is why California has palimony.
And when you actually come to the closing table, the title company can definitely help you out with all of that paperwork.
Exactly.
So basically, they send you a questionnaire, you fill it out, and then they will prepare the paperwork for you to notarize. And basically, you need to know two people that knew that disease for at least 10 years to vouch on your behalf.
Exactly.
And then you're going to go ahead and notarize it.
And that's what you have to get it moving, because, like I said, if something happens in test day, it's a really ugly situation going and coming.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have a phone call from Rebecca. Hello, Miss Rebecca, and how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fine. Okay. It says here you're a small business owner and you want to know about, you're asking about getting a loan. So that's a Brian question.
Okay. How can I help you?
Yes. Hello, Brian.
Yeah. Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing great.
A friendly caller.
I caught the tail end of the last commentary in the first segment, and you mentioned something about writing off business expenses and how that could possibly work against me and wanting to finance a home. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that, clear that up for me?
Sure. Yeah, definitely. A lot of business owners, they'll file, saying, we'll take it as an example. Say they claimed $100,000 in gross income, but they'll write off $25,000, say, in expenses, car expenses, business marketing, whatever it could be. Their adjusted gross income would be 75, so we would go off of that 75 if they had $25,000 in expenses. So you know, typically one of the issues that comes up is the person will come in saying, oh, I make $100,000, but realistically they only made $75,000 because they claimed $25,000 in expenses. So
I see.
So, yeah, so one thing you definitely need to look out for is when you're doing your taxes this year, for last year, I should say, is make sure to go over those expenses with your CPA and make sure they're accurate, because the more you do claim as unreimbursed expenses, the more we actually have to, you know, subtract from that initial gross adjusted income. So,
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so,
thanks for clearing that up for me. Yes, I can't double back.
And also what I see happening is, because being a small business owner, what they're looking at is your last 2 years' tax returns. So you're wanting to buy a house, you're wanting to buy some investment property. So what you may have to do is just take a hit for, you know, couple of years, pay your taxes like you're supposed to be paying, and, you know, don't write off everything that you can, so that you can go ahead and acquire the properties, and then next year go ahead and write off whatever you want.
Bluntly honest but accurate, you know.
Yes.
100%.
I mean, of course, yeah,
it's the average, right?
They do, exactly.
Okay, you know? So like first year I only looks like I made $25,000, but the next year I make it to where it looks like I made $75,000. Then basically
you
I made $50,000 for the two,
right?
And then I'd
right.
be qualified on the $50,000.
Exactly. Okay. We can't change the past, so the only thing you can do is right now you can control last year's tax returns. So you definitely got to keep that in mind. So if you only claim $25,000, and you want, you know, your qualification is $75,000, you've got to claim more than $100,000.
Right.
Now what about if they go back and amend the last 2 years?
You know, that's something that you can do, but I definitely don't recommend amending just to amend, you know, because...
No, I'm just saying but, amend to qualify.
Right, you can amend and you can, you know, get your income up, but
right.
then that means you're going to pay some tax.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, if you notice that your CPA did something wrong and you're like, wait a minute, I didn't have, you know, those weren't legitimate expenses and whatnot, you could actually amend your taxes. So for previous years.
Confession.
So. But, you know, here's my disclaimer. You got to make sure it's accurate, you know.
Right. Yeah, it's always accurate.
But the reason I brought up the amending part, if you amend your taxes, and so let's say you amend them to 2 years ago, and you owe $13,000 now, but then the cost of the transaction for the new home is $13,000. Isn't it a wash? Yes, no, maybe.
Well, you gotta pay your $13,000, and then you have to pay your $13,000.
But can I just write it off? I was gonna get the $13,000 back.
Sorry,
no, it doesn't work that way. No,
yeah.
Why?
They do it by yearly.
Why?
By year.
Why?
You know what? Write yourself a letter to your congressman to talk to the
even
IRS.
Like my congressman.
We got to do what the IRS says, you know. And
well, we thank Ms. Rebecca for calling in.
Yeah, definitely. No, great question.
Yeah, but that's, y'all got to find a way for me to buy something. Nobody, only people can buy something up here is you guys. Yeah. That's not right. Remember, this is Real Estate U, and they don't want Professor C to buy anything. You can reach us at 713-339-1070, 713-339-1070, or you can listen to us worldwide at am1070theanswer.com, and worldwide does include Baytown and Deer Park.
Okay. That's a different country, I presume, huh?
Okay, now, I have a question, and this is for Chase, that guy over there.
Wake up, Chase.
Chase from the Chase team at Remax 360.
I don't see this question anywhere.
It's not about you, it's about me. Okay. All right. How do you handle relocations with new construction involved, temporary housing, moving costs, etc., Mr. Coleman?
Well, a lot of times if they're getting benefits from a relocation company, mm-hmm. They'll help with those types of things, like the temporary housing, moving costs, those types of things. So, like, we have a client right now who's going through Cardis. So he's here. They're helping him with relocation.
Promoting Cardis. Yeah. You're promoting Cardis.
No, I'm just really? just an example.
Really?
So they
that company.
They do with a lot of the you know, the bigger companies. So we have a lot of relocations coming in for the oil and gas industry.
Okay.
So of course it's our job to kind of show them around the city, get a feel of what they like, show them some different areas that they feel comfortable with, and then you know, focus on the house. These other type of things, these benefits, you know, the relocation companies, you know, they mainly handle with those type of things. You know, we can help search for those type of things and right. get them into those.
Okay.
But as far as you know, funding for that, we can always offer rebates.
Okay.
You know, to help the client out. But usually those, you know, if you're getting stuff for you know, any type of monies for temporary housing or moving costs, usually that's coming from a relocation company.
Okay.
Right. Yep. And another thing with relocation companies is they may require you to use certain real estate agent or, you know, stuff like that. So be sure to speak with your relocation expert first to see what their requirements are, because we just actually had this happen last week. We got a property under contract, and then my client is contacting me asking me, how did you get my number? I'm like, what do you mean, how did I get your number? You requested a showing. So come to find out that this relocation company required him to use a specific real estate agent. If he did not use that specific real estate agent, he would have been on violation of his relocation program, which means he was not going to receive any of the benefits, including the employer paying for his closing costs whenever he was selling his property back in California.
Okay, now
that's crazy.
I want to address that steering thing when we come back. We got to take a break. Okay, we got to take a break, pay some bills. And remember, this is Real Estate U, and we are live, 713-339-1070. So stay tuned, and we will be back for our final segment of the day, and we're going to go over steering hostage situations.
It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight.
Elaney Simpson should be your go-to real estate expert for a number of reasons. First, she's awesome to work with. She really understands the market. Her first priority is to set up an exclusive buyer-seller representation so you get her undivided attention and focus. Elaney is a business finance major, detail-oriented and negotiations-driven, and she brings that education and drive to all her real estate deals. Elaney is an expert in turnkey investor operations, from market research to offer negotiations to closing, and then turning around a flip or lease out. If you're a first-time home buyer, don't settle for an inexperienced real estate agent. Contact Elaney Simpson for your free no-obligation consultation. And no credit is no problem. Elaney can offer creative owner financing with an appropriate down payment and get you closed in as little as 5 days. Experience the financial freedom you deserve. Call Realty Home Solutions at 832-900-2220. That's 832-900-2220. Or online at realtyhomesolutions.com. See what real estate acquisition can do for you when Elaney Simpson is your agent. Licensed broker, Houston Key Home Realty, 281-752-6582. Realtyhomesolutions.com.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-345-9105. That's 1-800-345-9105. 1-800-345-9105.
Howdy, y'all. This is James Owen with Full Armor Firearms. Don't wait for the next executive order. Protect yourself. Come out to Full Armor Firearms and pick up a new gun today. And yes, we have lots of ammo to fill those guns for you. Because do you know what a gun is with no ammo? That's right.
Nothing.
We are a full-service gun shop. Conceal handguns all the way up to full auto. FullArmorFirearms.com. We stand behind our guns because standing in front of them is just plain stupid.
Okay, we're back, and this is our final segment on Sunday, the 26th of January, 2014, in the year of our Lord. Thank you, the year of EL. This is the year of EL. No, that's not going to fly with you. Okay, remember, we are live, and you can call us now or later. And we are live, and we are live. Right?
Are we?
No corpses. Yes. Or you can listen live worldwide at am1070theanswer.com. And we have in the studio Brian Strargold of NRL Mortgage, Elaney Lee Simpson of Houston Key Realty, Houston Home Key Realty. I'm sorry, Elaney. Don't want no trouble.
Key Home Realty.
Key Home Realty. Key Home Realty. And then we have that guy down there, Chase, with the Chase team at RE/MAX 360. We deal with him in spite of himself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I'm going to get back to the steering part. Okay. See, the law says you're not supposed to steer clients. It's supposed to be client choice. So when you're talking about the relocation, mm-hmm. isn't that steering or enforcing? You can't get those clients somebody. And keep them?
Well, the way that a relocation company works is, I mean, they kind of can do it because, hey, you want to be part of the deal. You want to get all of those incentives. Well, guess what? You got to use this title company and you have to pick between these two agents.
Oh, okay. So oh, you did get a selection of agents to choose from?
He said he did get a selection between two agents.
Okay.
I was just the first one to respond because he requested a showing appointment. And so we just did it and he had no idea I wasn't part of the program. So we actually found a house, got it under contract, earnest money is there. And, you know, we're about to close. And then he just figured it out. Hey, you know, you're not part of the program. How did I get you? So basically, what we did is we actually signed up with the program.
Oh, okay.
Just yeah, so good. That they can good go job. Ahead and, you know, keep all of their incentives and we can work with them.
See, but see, that shows you how Elaney works. She didn't let no boss
she wasn't taking no for an answer.
I mean, I could have said, no, you know, I already signed a buyer representation agreement with you. I'm not going to work with your relocation company, but that's ultimately going to affect the buyer and you know,
in your pocketbook. Don't leave your pocketbook out of it.
Well, it's gonna hurt them. I mean, my pocket is fine.
Really?
Well, it's all about the client, you know.
It's all about the client. So I mean, I don't want to, you know, I don't want anybody to be, you know, messed around with.
Okay.
Just because they made a small mistake, so. We definitely want to help out our buyers, sellers.
We've addressed it.
She's always fighting for her clients.
Yes, she is.
That's definitely a plus.
Well, why does she fight for me? What is that all about?
You're not my client yet.
Wow. Moving right along. Well, since we were with Elaney, we're going to stay with Elaney. Elaney, when in your marketing, your listings.
I think you're being punished.
Yeah, that's you. When marketing your listings and promoting investment properties, you know, how do you use social media and to sell homes and to promote these properties on behalf of your buyers and your sellers for that matter?
Well, we blast it out everywhere, including the social media.
Okay.
Including the Facebook and the Twitter and, you know.
She said it.
People on that LinkedIn and everywhere. So, I mean.
She's a Twitterer, you guys. She's
yes.
a Twitterer.
Tweet, tweet. Everything.
Yeah, she does
we
all.
Do everything. Yeah, I mean, everything is really about, you know, being out there.
Right.
Being seen everywhere. You know, internet is where the business happens, so.
But see, this is
get
what I find.
Get all technology.
But see, this is what I find, okay. Everybody talks about the internet and buyers on the internet and stuff like that, right? Mm-hmm. What makes everybody watch this? I'm saying this. It didn't make the buyers any smarter.
Well, that's where the agents come in.
Oh, okay. I just need to clear it up.
It's just more convenient for the buyers. That's where they look for properties. So if you see it right there in front of your face every day, you know, I mean, why not? Hey, I might just want to look at that house.
Okay, guys, I'm saying.
Yeah, a quick little tidbit about that. If you're doing your search online, the best and most used resource, I'm going to give somebody else a plug here, but stick to har.com because a lot of these Trulia and Zillows and third-party sites, they're behind on the MLS.
Yeah.
So we've had situations where they say, hey, I want to go look at this property, and they saw it off Zillow, but you know, the market moves really quick in Houston. So by the time we looked at it and see if it was available, they already had a contract on it and everything.
Right.
So
what's the time difference from getting from
Well, Trulia is pretty quick, maybe 24, 48 hours. Zillow can take 3-4 days.
And wow.
And on the rate side, there's a huge lag, too, on rates. You know, a lot of times when you get quotes on there, they're a month behind.
Really?
You know, and it just upsets the client. They're like, I don't understand why I can't get this.
And that's a paid service, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a paid service.
And HAR, so. I believe they're updating their database every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Go on there and
very
find
reputable.
Me something. No, I can't go on there and find me something because Brian refuses to give me 100% finance.
On investment property, right?
Everything.
Oh.
Everything.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go rural.
Well, just keep holding your breath. Maybe it'll come one day.
And definitely work with your real estate agent as well. I mean, don't just go out there trying to make appointments with different agents. Because the agent that you call, guess what? They are the listing agents.
Okay.
So they're going to use all the information you give them against you,
exactly.
trying to get the best price for the property. So if they know, hey, you're pre-qualified for $150,000, you have $30,000 in your pocket, well, why should I negotiate? you know,
right,
giving you a better deal on a property, because I know you really wanted the house based on, you know, the way you looked at the property and the comments that you made.
And so you said that about the $30,000 park. How do you guys feel about, or not feel about, do you work with the government assistance programs, down payment assistance programs?
I mean, speaking of your zero down, there you go.
That's me. But I got to go rural. I got to get some cows.
as the lender, we definitely have down payment assistance products.
Will you help me pay for the cows?
I don't know about the cows, but I can help them. Turkeys? There's something new every day. Definitely, we have a whole variety of down payment assistance products for our clients. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Now, Chase and Delaney, do you guys do workshops or programs to help first-time home buyers to like move into the houses and things like that, or is it something you want to start doing?
As far as the programs go, we have access to all of the programs that are currently available. So if you come to us and you let us know your specific situation, we can match you with the program. I mean, there is a Houston Hope program available.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they pay like, you know, $20,000-$40,000 down, but you just got to live in this specific neighborhood.
Oh, it's a hostage program.
So, yes.
It's a steering program.
You have
a
steering period. You've got to stay in a house for at least 5 or 10 years, whatever they give you. If you don't, you have to pay the money back. If you do, well, that's yours.
Well, we have that program, and we also have one that's actually Texas-based. So anywhere in Texas that you buy, as long as you qualify for the income, 5% towards your down payment.
5%?
So yeah, so that covers your down payment.
Up to what amount?
I believe it's $220,000+.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, we've done workshops in the past, and I know us four are gonna start doing workshops as well. So
yeah,
exactly. I know EL will probably get out some information on that as soon as it's up and going. So
yeah, and you know, and when I send out an email, basically don't respond, biting my head off.
Right, and the thing is that you still have to have a good credit. So don't come to us thinking, hey, I have 400 credit, you're gonna help me buy a house next couple of months. So what we do is we're gonna put you into a credit repair program first, and once you're qualified as far as your credit score goes, and you have enough money for the down payment, we can mix you and match you with different programs.
So is the credit repair a part, is it free or?
No, it's not free, but it's very, very reasonable, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Or Brian might just pull your credit, and he might notice a couple of items, and you can take care of it yourself, and it's all for free.
Yeah, I do it all the time. That, you know, a lot of people, you'd be surprised that I can get their score jumped 30, 40 points in 2 weeks, you know, just by doing certain little things, certain little tweaks, I should say, to make it happen.
But that's, of course, that credit when the car wasn't total, when the credit wasn't total.
And then, again, let's say you can't fix your credit, but you have a lot of money to put down.
Right.
We can turn around and get you into owner finance property. I mean, we just signed a contract with one of my clients for owner finance property yesterday, and we're closing on Friday.
Good luck.
And that's a $200,000 property, so it's a fast turnaround.
Okay. Yeah, definitely go to Brian, too, for the credit repair, because I know we got to go, but don't go to one of these third-party credit repairs. Go directly to the lender and let them help you out, and they're directly involved with your loan.
So. Okay, we've enjoyed our time. We've enjoyed our time, and we will be back next Sunday. And I'd like to say thank you, guys. Brian.
Glad to be here.
Chase.
See you next Sunday.
Tell everybody bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. This is Real Estate U, and thank you for listening. We'll see you next Sunday. Bye now.